a Passover. Jesus told Moses how to save the Israelite children. He said each Israelite father should get a lamb. The lamb must have nothing wrong with it. Moses told the Israelites to kill the lambs. They obeyed him. They put the lamb's blood on their doors. The sickness would pass over the houses with blood on their doors. If there were no blood on the door, the oldest child would die. The Israelites cooked the lamb meat and ate it. They stayed in their houses. That night, the oldest child of each Egyptian family died. Even the king's oldest son died. The sickness passed over the houses with blood on the door. The Israelite children did not die. Jesus called this the Passover. He told the Israelites to remember the Passover. He said they should have a Passover dinner every year. They should remember that Jesus saved their children. The king was afraid everyone in Egypt would die. He sent for Moses and Aaron. He told them to take the Israelites and leave Egypt. The Israelites left Egypt. Moses led them. Jesus showed Moses where to go. The king of Egypt still wanted the Israelites for slaves. He took his army and chased them. The Israelites came to the Red Sea. They saw the Egyptian army coming. The Israelites were afraid. They thought they would be killed. They would rather be slaves than be killed. Moses told them not to be afraid. He said Jesus would help them. Jesus told Moses to raise his hand over the sea. A strong wind divided the sea. It was a miracle. It showed the Israelites God's power. Jesus stopped the Egyptians. The Israelites walked across on dry ground. Then the Egyptians went after them. The Israelites were safe on the other side. Jesus told Moses to raise his hand over the sea again. The sea covered the Egyptians. They were killed. Now the Israelites were free. They sang songs and danced and thanked God. They would always remember the Passover. They would always remember that Jesus led them out of Egypt.